Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. Do you keep up with the royals? I mean, do you watch the TV to see what's happening? Do you know what's happening with Prince Harry, Prince Charles, the UK? Well, something amazing just happened last week. I am your host, Olympia Lapointe, and if you know anything about me, you know that I promote science and technology, engineering and mathematics education so people can understand how to actually use what we have to create innovation in our lives. And specifically, this show is helping us reframe the way that we think so we can launch our lives into pure success. Now, if you were watching the news last week, you saw more than likely the same thing I saw. Meghan Markle. Do you know who she is? If you don't, I think you've been under a rock because she is one of the most talked about future royals that exists in the world. And her background is just truly fascinating. And once you find out what she did last week, I think you will even be more fascinated by what you will find out. All right, Meghan Markle is a well-known actress. She was on Suits on TV. She was an expert actress. People tuned into her, and she came from humble beginnings. She came from Los Angeles here. She is of mixed African-American heritage, and she went on to do great things. She was one of the suitcase individuals on one of the game shows. I forgot the name of the game show. A person who worked her way up in the entertainment business, and then she had a reoccurring role on the TV show Suits, and it was a drama that people tuned into everywhere. Well, in the process of filming in Canada, she joined an organization, and in that organization, she met someone who introduced her to the man in which she is about to marry. Now, she is what we call an everyday person, meaning a beautiful person. Everyday person here in Los Angeles, and she met a man, and they had a wonderful kinship. They found out about each other. They had a courtship for over 6 months where they got a chance to know each other and learn about one another. And this man is Prince Harry. He is one of the royals. And she was introduced to him, and now she is his fiance, and they are about to be married, and they are about to be husband and wife, royal couple, in the UK. She is officially moving to the UK. She has changed her religion from Catholicism to Protestant, and she is about to be a future royal. Now, if that isn't a Cinderella story, I don't know what is. But let me share with you even more fascinating news. When she was in this role, she decided to do something big. And last week, she went to a school, Wellington Point, over in the UK. And this is in Birmingham. And she decided to talk to 90 of the students at that educational institution. And what she spoke about was in honor of Women's Day and International Women's Month, which is this month here that we have. International Women's Month is geared towards highlighting and showcasing the contributions that women make to the corporate world, women to make to society, and recognizing how important women are in transforming society and changing life. But what Meghan Markle did was something amazing. She decided, are you ready for this? She decided to go to the school, talk to 90 of the students, and do something in which I was jumping for joy when she did. What she decided to do was this. She went and said, it is okay, and even better than okay, it is encouraged for young women to study science, technology, engineering, and mathematics courses in their schoolwork and pursue those non-traditional careers that you would think would be only for men. And when I heard that, I was completely amazed and in respect of what power Meghan Markle had in delivering that message to those young girls. And it was so powerful for three reasons. And these three reasons are going to really take you aback, allow you to really see how powerful this is. And this is the first reason. Are you ready? Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics allows women, specifically young girls, to feel beautiful. STEM allows women to feel beautiful. Now, you're more than likely, what does a chemical equation have to do with that? I mean, what does physics have to do with that? What does solving a math equation have to do with a woman or a young girl feeling beautiful? And the best way for me to be able to answer that is to take you back to my life experience. Now, if you follow me, you know that I didn't necessarily have the best background. I grew up in South Central Los Angeles in complete poverty, did not have food at times to eat. Sometimes I went to school just for a meal. I was so excited to learn, but it was a highlight that I could eat there. And I was in the middle of gang violence. And when you watch the TED Talk, you know that I almost lost my eye from gang violence in a classroom. You know, if you watch and heard the Answers Unleashed live show, you know that I overcome sexual abuse in my childhood. So all these things were stacked up against me, and it was affecting my brain. Anytime we have any type of trauma, it affects the way that our brain rewires itself and relearns. Our brain literally stalls in a process that I call brain brink. It is that process that sticks the brain together where you can't find those answers in your life. And I write about that in my second book, Answers Unleashed. But what science does is that science, this especially mathematics, is that it reconnects the brain. When you do mathematics and science and these technical things in engineering that uses physics and chemistry, that process itself connects the brain in giving you endorphins. Now, in my particular life, when I would solve these problems, there was something that came over me that I can't explain. It was the ability to feel good about myself. And it didn't come through any other way. It didn't come through acting, which I was into. It didn't come through being able to write a great essay, even though I loved writing at the time. The most powerful way that I felt beautiful was when I could solve a mathematics problem and get an answer. Now, that may sound strange, but for me, when I would find the solution, it was a gift and a skill that I felt that no one could take away from me. I didn't have to have money to do that. I didn't have to have makeup and mascara and nail polish to feel beautiful. I had my brain. And when I knew that I could solve things and find answers, that confidence inside of me triggered just this, I don't know how to describe it, exception. It triggered this awareness and this lovingness and this ability to feel great about myself. And because of that, I am a firm believer that when young girls study mathematics, specifically mathematics, because I can speak with authority over mathematics and the applications of that, when young girls understand the importance of taking these mathematical equations and solving them, it transforms the way that they think. It transforms the way that they see themselves. It transforms the way that they see their own beauty, because their beauty comes from inside of them instead of what people look at on the outside. Now, I used to tutor at California State University Northridge for years, and I ended up teaching there immediately after my bachelor graduation, and now I teach as a mathematics professor. And it's not any different. And this is why I notice this happens with men and women. Don't get me wrong. As soon as they understand how to do a mathematics problem, that confidence explodes for them. But specifically, since we're talking about women, what I notice is that when women, young girls, learn how to solve these problems and learn how to actually put everything together, there's a light that comes from their eyes. And it's one of the most amazing things that is generated from themselves, nowhere else. It's not someone else telling them that they're beautiful. It's not an outside experience telling them how they should think. It is rather their own awareness recognizing they have the power inside of themselves to find the answers in their life. And this process translates itself into other places. And one of the other places it translates itself into is into the corporate world. So the second most powerful part about Meghan Markle's message was this. When women go into STEM fields, they help in national security. Now, if you watch the movie Hidden Figures, did you ever watch the movie Hidden Figures? Did you see the real life story of Katherine Johnson and the other women that were in that movie? It was so monumental. There were African-American women who were in the middle of de facto segregation and Jim Crow law segregation in the 1960s. It's a real life story. And these women were responsible for helping change the climate and find answers that were contributed to the United States winning the space race and later putting a man on the moon in 1969. That story, that real life story of how difficult it was for women, and these were women of color nonetheless, to enter that environment and change the way that people not only saw the science, but change the way that they saw humanity, was so monumental because they were women. Women, and women of color on top of it. Now, I'm a woman of color. I'm a young woman of color. People magazine equated me to these individuals that changed the course of history. And when I went through aerospace and when I went through science, I recognized it was that same type of dynamic. The same things that the women faced in the movie in Hidden Figures was the same thing I was facing 30 years later. It hadn't much changed. But what had changed is the ability to promote and share the experiences to involve young girls to see what they can do in the future. That is what changed. What changed is now that there is an understanding of there are women who are helping in national security. Now, let me break this down for you a little bit more. When you think of national security, it's not just the intelligence community. It's not just the CIA, which is the Central Intelligence Agency. It's not just the NSA, which is the National Security Agency. And it's not in whatever country that you're listening to and whatever country you reside in, because I'm very thankful we have listeners from, do you know, and I'm talking to my producers right now, you know, I found out we have listeners from South America, we have listeners from South Africa, we have listeners from Germany, we have listeners from around the world. And whatever country you're in, you have an intelligence community for your country. And your intelligence community depends on civilians being able to find the answers. Now, to give you a little background, I'll give you an example about the United States. The United States has civilians who are helping the national security in making sure that each country stays safe. If you look at AT&T here, that's a global-based organization that provides communication through internet and through satellites. They also provide national security. They provide information across the world to help people stay safe. If you look at the Boeing company, they not only create jets, they create national security centers. If you ever went to an airport, LAX, for example, Boeing was the ones who initially created the X-ray machines to allow people to travel safely to make sure that there wasn't any type of explosives on flights. If you look at Google, the type of civilians that are working there from all sorts of countries across the world. They're not only creating the mapping structure that will allow satellites to actually work, as well as understand all the placements of places across the globe, from roads that are safe versus roads that are not safe to travel on, to the facial recognition technology that we see. On Facebook, for example, we have these technically minded individuals who are going through and verifying who someone is based on the billions of data codes that are lodged in each person's unique face. Just like we have a fingerprint that is unique, we have a facial structure that is unique. And this facial structure is pinpointed with billions of codes. This code is literally, and if you listen to episode, I think it was 17, where we talked about the same type of facial recognition code that's used in Facebook and Google and the social media technologies, is the same type of code that's being used in the DNA strand. Our facial structure is as critical as our fingerprint. And there's individuals who are creating this facial recognition technology to keep the individual safe. This is the technology that we are working with right now. And the people who are going into these fields, they have to include women. Now, let me break this down for you. There are billions of people on the face of the planet, and women are I think right now women are slightly a little bit more than 50% of women. If you know the exact figure, feel free to comment on Facebook or go to answersunleashed.com and send in that message. But if we have so many women who are on this planet, women are part of making it successfully thrive. Every single one of these engineering companies and technology companies know this. By hiring a woman and bringing her into that environment, she is an asset in that environment. What she is doing is bringing in the effective communication that not only allows a technical product to grow and increase its ability and effectiveness, but she is also communicating and allowing people of other areas to come together in ways to communicate on finding an answer to a universal problem. When we think of women, we're used to thinking about women as mothers, but in reality, women are the people who birth innovation. They are the people who are connecting people. They are the people who are communicating with people. They are the people who are finding ways to provide innovation. It is the men who learn this from their moms. Men in business learn innovation from their mothers. And that's my theory, and that's what you will always take home with you. When we employ women in technical fields, they are, in turn, enhancing not only the technical environment, but the world as a whole. All right. So this, if you take home a brain tip, and which you always do with this Answers Unleashed show, if you take home a brain tip, you'll know this. This is the brain tip for today. Women birth innovation. And the most effective way that they can birth innovation is through science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The most effective way that they can birth innovation is through the STEM fields. The third reason why Meghan Markle was so powerful in that message that she shared was doing this. Now, although she herself didn't study mathematics or science, she was calling out a really, really important mission. And this is what I write about in my book, Answers Unleashed. And if you have availability to pick it up, you'll find that Answers Unleashed is a book. It's a science. It's the science of unleashing your brain's power. It calls out all this neuroscience research that's happened by all these great scientists to help you rewire your brain for success so you can launch your life. And so this in this book, I share this third powerful message in which Meghan Markle shared, and it is when we understand science and technology, engineering, and mathematics, for young girls especially, and this is what I write about in my book, it reconnects your brain. And it connects your brain in such a powerful way that you begin to find answers in your life. What chapter is that? I want to say it's chapter 10. I think chapter 10. Is it? Oh, no, it's chapter 9, Unleashing Your Left Trigger Brain Power. In chapter 9, I talk about how the brain reconnects through when someone does science regularly. And it was found that through neuroscience researchers, they found that when someone decides to understand real-life mathematical equations and processes, and if they do those exercises on a daily basis, the brain connects itself. But more importantly, researchers, neuroscience researchers, were able to determine that the frontal brain lobes, the executive mind that's responsible for our effective awareness and decision-making capabilities, the same part of the brain that's responsible for all these billionaire CEOs being raised up and being able to find ways to help humanity, they all trigger and use their frontal brain the most regularly. The frontal part of the brain. This is the executive mind, the decision-making capabilities that you have. And they found that individuals who were able to do mathematics on a daily basis, whether it were a simple calculation, whether it was one of those Sudoku puzzles that we see in the newspapers, or if it was just a basic calculation, or people going back to school to learn mathematics, when they do that, their brain rewires itself and it connects. And when there is a well-connected brain, there's well-connected answers, there's confidence, and there's the ability to change your life. Now, the reason why I'm so passionate about all of this is that when I learned how to reconnect my brain with the science, when I learned that it was okay to fail, when I took that opportunity to relearn and learn to do it correctly, it changed my life. So with this particular show, I want you to remember the power of the message that we have. And this was brought home great by the Royals. And it was this. When you use science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and you promote young girls to go into that, we are changing this world and making it better as a whole. Congratulations for participating in Women's International Appreciation Month. I am your host, Olympia LaPointe, here with you every week here on kpcradio.com. Always check us out at answersunleashed.com. Check out our past podcasts. Ask us a question. Call us at 888-88-ANSWERS. And you know you can always find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe, where I always throw up really fascinating quotes and clips and things for you to always change the way that you're seeing the world so you can launch your life. I am Olympia, reshaping your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I'll see you next time.